This can be on a chair, couch, floor, etc. Breathe deeply. Close your eyes, clear your mind, and get ready to visualize. Step 2. Visualize what you really want. Many people don't feel comfortable visualizing success and are even scared to succeed. Some people may experience resistance in this area. Some may even feel guilty that they will leave the other 95% behind when they become successful. This famous quote from Marianne Williamson's best-selling book, A Return to Love, may resonate with anyone who feels mental or emotional obstacles when attempting to visualize. Our deepest fear is not that we are inadequate. Our deepest fear is that we are powerful beyond measure. It is our light, not our darkness, that most frightens us. We ask ourselves, who am I to be brilliant, gorgeous, talented, fabulous? Actually, who are you not to be? You are a child of God. Your playing small does not serve the world. There is nothing enlightened about shrinking so that other people won't feel insecure around you. We are all meant to shine, as children do. We were born to make manifest the glory of God that is within us. It's not just in some of us, it's in everyone. And as we let our own light shine, we unconsciously give other people permission to do the same. As we are liberated from our own fear, our presence automatically liberates others. The greatest gift we can give to the people we love is to live to our full potential. What does that look like for you? What do you really want? Forget about logic, limits, and being practical. If you could have anything you wanted, do anything you wanted, and be anything you wanted, what would you have? What would you do? What would you be? Visualize your major goals, deepest desires, and most exciting, would totally change my life if I achieve them, dreams. See, feel, hear, touch, taste, and smell every detail of your vision. Involve all of your senses to maximize the effectiveness of your visualization. The more vivid you make your vision, the more compelled you'll be to take the necessary actions to make it a reality. Now, fast forward into the future to see yourself achieving your ideal outcomes and results. You can either look towards the near future, the end of the day, or further into the future, like I did while writing this book, when I visualized people reading it, loving it, and recommending it to their friends. The point is, you want to see yourself accomplishing what you set out to accomplish, and you want to experience how good it will feel to have followed through and achieved your goals. Step 3. Visualize who you need to be and what you need to do. Once you've created a clear mental picture of what you want, begin to visualize yourself living in total alignment with the person you need to be to achieve your vision. See yourself engaged in the positive actions you'll need to do each day. Exercising, studying, working, writing, making calls, sending emails, etc. And make sure you see yourself enjoying the process. See yourself smiling as you're running on that treadmill, filled with a sense of pride for your self-discipline to follow through. Picture the look of determination on your face as you confidently, persistently make those phone calls, work on that report, or finally take action and make progress on that project you've been putting off for far too long. Visualize your coworkers, customers, family, friends, and spouse responding to your positive demeanor and optimistic outlook. Final thoughts on visualization. In addition to reading your affirmations every morning, doing this simple visualization process every day will turbocharge the programming of your subconscious mind for success. You will begin to live in alignment with your ideal vision and make it a reality. Visualizing your goals and dreams is believed by some experts to attract your visions into your life. Whether or not you believe in the law of attraction, there are practical applications for visualization. When you visualize what you want, you stir up emotions that lift your spirits and pull you towards your vision. The more vividly you see what you want, and the more intensely you allow yourself to experience now the feelings you will feel once you've achieved your goal, the more you make the possibility of achieving it feel real. When you visualize daily, you align your thoughts and feelings with your vision. This makes it easier to maintain the motivation you need to continue taking the necessary actions. Visualization can be a powerful aid to overcoming self-limiting habits such as procrastination and to taking the actions necessary to achieve your goals. I recommend starting with just 5 minutes of visualization. However, in the next chapter, The 6-Minute Miracle Morning, I'm going to teach you how you can gain the powerful benefits of visualizing in just 1 minute per day. TMM Bonus: Create Your Vision Board. Vision boards were made popular by the best-selling book and film, The Secret. A vision board is simply a poster board on which you post images of what you want to have, who you want to become, what you want to do, where you want to live, etc. Creating a vision board is a fun activity you can do on your own, with a friend, your significant other, or even your kids. It gives you something tangible to focus on during your visualization. If you'd like detailed instructions on this process, Christine Kane has an excellent blog on how to make a vision board, as well as a free ebook titled The Complete Guide to Vision Boards. Both are available on our website at christinekane.com. Keep in mind that although creating a vision board is fun, nothing changes in your life without action. I have to agree with Neil Farber, MD, PhD, who stated in his article on psychologytoday.com, "Vision boards are for dreaming. Action boards are for achieving. While looking at your vision board every day may increase your motivation and help you stay focused on your goals, know that only taking the necessary actions will get you real-time results." E is for exercise. If you don't make time for exercise, you'll probably have to make time for illness. Robin Sharma. The only exercise most people get is jumping to conclusions, running down their friends, sidestepping responsibility, and pushing their luck. Unknown. Morning exercise should be a staple in your daily rituals. When you exercise for even a few minutes every morning, it significantly boosts your energy, enhances your health, improves self-confidence and emotional well-being, and enables you to think better and concentrate longer. Too busy for exercise? In the next chapter, I'll show you how to fit in a workout every day in as little as 60 seconds. I recently saw an eye-opening video with personal development expert and self-made multi-millionaire entrepreneur Eben Pagan, who is being interviewed by best-selling author Anthony Robbins. Tony asked, "Eben, what is your number one key to success?" Of course, I was very encouraged when Eben's response was, "Start every morning off with a personal success ritual. That is the most important key to success." Then he went on to talk about the importance of morning exercise. Eben said, "Every morning, you've got to get your heart rate up and get your blood flowing and fill your lungs with oxygen." He continued, "Don't just exercise at the end of the day or at the middle of the day. And even if you do like to exercise at those times, always incorporate at least 10 to 20 minutes of jumping jacks or some sort of aerobic exercise in the morning." The benefits of morning exercise are too many to ignore. From waking you up and enhancing your mental clarity, to helping you sustain higher levels of energy throughout the day, exercising soon after rising can improve your life in many ways. Whether you go to the gym, go for a walk or run, throw on a P90X or Insanity DVD, what you do during your period of exercise is up to you, although I'll share some recommendations. Personally, if I were only allowed to practice one form of exercise for the rest of my life, I would without a doubt choose yoga. I began practicing yoga shortly after I created the Miracle Morning, and have been doing it and loving it ever since. It's such a complete form of exercise, as it combines stretching with strength training, with cardio, with focused breathing, and can even be a form of meditation. Meet the one and only Dashima. I can't talk about yoga, or exercise for that matter, without thinking about my friend Dashima. A few years ago, one of her students introduced me to her work as one of the world's leading yoga instructors. Dashima is the most authentic, spiritual, practical, and all-around most effective yoga teacher I have ever come across. I asked her to share her unique perspective on the benefits of yoga. And I highly recommend getting her free yoga training videos available through tmmbook.com. From Dashima. Yoga is a multifaceted science that has applications for the physical, mental, emotional, and spiritual aspects of life. That being said, when Hal asked me to contribute a short introductory to yoga for this book, I felt it was in perfect alignment with the Miracle Morning. I know from personal experience that yoga can help you create miracles in your life. I've experienced it in mine, and also witnessed it in countless others whom I've taught around the world. The important thing to remember is that yoga can take place in many forms, whether it is sitting in silent meditation, breathing to expand your lung capacity, or backbending to open your heart. There are practices that can help every aspect of your life. The key is to learn which techniques to practice when you need a remedy and use it to your advantage to bring yourself into balance. A well-rounded yoga practice can enhance your life in so many ways. It can heal what is out of harmony and can move stuck or blocked energy through your body, creating space for new fluid movement, blood flow, and energy to circulate. I encourage you to listen to your body and try some new sequences as you feel ready. To learn more and see instructional yoga videos, feel free to visit my website at pranashama.com. Blessings and love. Dashima. Final thoughts on exercise. You know that if you want to maintain good health and increase your energy, you must exercise consistently. That's not news to anybody, but it's too easy to make excuses as to why we don't exercise. Two of the biggest are, I just don't have time, and I'm just too tired. There is no limit to the excuses that you can think of. The more creative you are, the more excuses you can come up with, right? That's the beauty of incorporating exercise into your Miracle Morning. It happens before your day wears you out, before you have a chance to get too tired, before you have an entire day to come up with new excuses for avoiding exercise. The Miracle Morning is really a surefire way to avoid all of those excuses and to make exercise a daily habit. More on the easy way to implement positive habits into your life, like exercise, in Chapter 9. From unbearable to unstoppable. The real secret to forming habits that will transform your life in 30 days, which will enhance your quality of life for years to come. Legal disclaimer. Hopefully, this goes without saying, but you should consult your doctor or physician before beginning any exercise regimen, especially if you're experiencing any physical pain, discomfort, disabilities, etc. You may need to modify or even refrain from your exercise routine to meet your individual needs. R is for reading. A person who won't read has no advantage over one who can't read. Mark Twain. Reading is to the mind what exercise is to the body and prayer is to the soul. We become the books we read. Matthew Kelly. Reading, the fifth practice in the Lifesavers, is the fast track to transforming any area of your life. It is one of the most immediate methods for acquiring the knowledge, ideas, and strategies you need to achieve level 10 success in any area of your life. The key is to learn from the experts, those who have already done what you want to do. Don't reinvent the wheel. The fastest way to achieve everything you want is to model successful people who have already achieved it. With an almost infinite amount of books available on every topic, there are no limits to the knowledge you can gain through daily reading. I recently heard someone say in a mocking, I'm too cool for this tone, I don't read self-help books. as if such books were beneath him. Poor guy. I'm not sure if it's his ego or just lack of awareness, but he's missing out on an unlimited supply of knowledge, boundless growth, and life-changing ideas he could gain from some of the most brilliant, successful individuals in the world. Who in their right mind would choose not to do that? Whatever you want for your life, there are countless books on how to get it. Want to become wealthy? Rich? A multimillionaire? There are plenty of books written by those who have achieved the pinnacles of financial success, which will teach you how. Here are a few of my favorites. Think and Grow Rich by Napoleon Hill. Secrets of the Millionaire Mind by T. Harv Eker. Total Money Makeover by Dave Ramsey. Want to create an incredible, loving, supportive, and romantic relationship? There are probably more books on how to do exactly that than you could read in a decade. Here are a few of my favorites. The 5 Love Languages by Gary D. Chapman. The Soulmate Experience by Joe Dunn. The 7 Principles for Making a Marriage Work by John M. Gottman and Nan Silver. Whether you'd like to transform your relationship, increase your self-confidence, improve your communication or persuasion skills, learn how to become wealthy, or improve any area of your life, head to your local bookstore, or do what I do and head to Amazon.com, and you'll find a plethora of books on any area of your life you want to improve. For those who want to minimize our carbon footprint or save money, I also recommend utilizing your local library or checking out one of my favorite websites, paperbackswap.com. For a complete list of my favorite personal development books, including those that have made the biggest impact on my success and happiness, check out the recommended reading list located at tmmbook.com. How much should you read? I recommend making a commitment to read a minimum of 10 pages per day, although 5 is okay to start with if you read slowly or you don't yet enjoy reading. Let's do some math on this for a second. Reading 10 pages per day is not going to break you, but it will make you. We're only talking 10 to 15 minutes of reading, or 15 to 30 minutes if you read more slowly. Look at it this way. If you quantify that, reading just 10 pages a day will average 3,650 pages a year, which equates to approximately 18 200-page personal development self-improvement books. Let me ask you, if you read 18 personal development books in the next 12 months, do you think you will be more knowledgeable, capable, and confident? A new and improved you? Absolutely. Final thoughts on reading. Begin with the end in mind. Before you begin reading each day, ask yourself, why are you reading that book? What do you want to gain from it? And keep that outcome in mind. Take a moment to do this now by asking yourself what you want to gain from reading this book. Are you committed to finishing it? More importantly, are you committed to implementing what you're learning and taking action? By following through with the Miracle Morning 30-Day Life Transformation Challenge at the end? Many Miracle Morning practitioners use their reading time to catch up on their religious texts, such as the Bible, Torah, or any other. Hopefully, you took the advice I gave, and you've been underlining, circling, highlighting, folding the corners of pages, and taking notes in the margins of this book. To get the most out of any book I read and make it easy for me to revisit the content again in the future, I underline or circle anything that I may want to revisit. I make notes in the margins to remind me why I underlined that particular section. Unless, of course, it's a library book. This process of marking books as I read allows me to come back at any time and recapture all of the key lessons, ideas, and benefits without needing to read the book again cover to cover. I highly recommend rereading good personal development books. Rarely can we read a book once and internalize all of the value from that book. Achieving mastery in any area requires repetition. Being exposed to certain ideas, strategies, or techniques over and over again until they become ingrained in your subconscious mind. For example, if you wanted to master karate. You wouldn't learn the techniques once and then think, I got this. No, you'd learn the techniques, practice them, then go back to your sensei and learn them again, and repeat the process hundreds of times in order to master a single technique. Mastering techniques to improve your life works the same way. There's more value in rereading a book you already know has strategies that can improve your life than there is in reading a new book before you've mastered the strategies in the first. Whenever I'm reading a book that I see can really make an impact on an area of my life, I commit to rereading that book, or at least rereading the parts I've underlined, circled, and highlighted as soon as I'm finished going through it the first time. I actually keep a special space on my bookshelf for the books that I want to reread. I've read books like Think and Grow Rich as many as 3 times, and often refer back to them throughout the year. Rereading requires discipline, because it is typically more fun to read a book you've never read before. Repetition can be boring or tedious, which is why so few people ever master anything. But that's even more reason why we should do it, to develop a higher level of self-discipline. Why not try it out with this book? Commit to rereading it as soon as you're finished. To deepen your learning and give yourself more time to master the miracle morning. S is for scribing. Whatever it is that you write, putting words on the page is a form of therapy that doesn't cost a dime. Diana Rabb. Ideas can come from anywhere and at any time. The problem with making mental notes is that the ink fades very rapidly. Rolf Smith. Scribing is the final practice in the lifesavers, and is really just another word for writing. But please allow me to keep it real. I needed an S for the end of lifesavers because a W wouldn't fit anywhere. Thanks, thesaurus. I owe you one. Journaling. My favorite form of scribing is journaling, which I do for 5 to 10 minutes during my miracle morning. By getting your thoughts out of your head and putting them in writing, you gain valuable insights you'd otherwise never see. The scribing element of your miracle morning enables you to document your insights, ideas, breakthroughs, realizations, successes, and lessons learned, as well as any areas of opportunity, personal growth, or improvement. While I had known about the profound benefits of journaling for years, and I had even tried it a few times, I never stuck with it consistently because it was never part of my daily routine. Usually I kept a journal by my bed, and when I'd get home late at night, 9 times out of 10, I would find myself making the excuse that I was too tired to write in it. My journals stayed mostly blank, even though I already had many mostly blank journals sitting on my bookshelf. Every so often I would buy myself a brand new journal, a more expensive one, convincing myself that if I spent a lot of money on it, I would surely write in it. Seems like a decent theory, right? Unfortunately, my little strategy never worked, and for years I just accumulated more and more increasingly expensive yet equally empty journals. That was before the Miracle Morning. From day one, the Miracle Morning gave me the time and structure to write in my journal every day, and it quickly became one of my favorite habits. I can tell you now that journaling has become one of the most gratifying and fulfilling practices of my life. Not only do I derive the daily benefits of consciously directing my thoughts and putting them in writing, but even more powerful are those I have gained from reviewing my journals, from cover to cover, afterwards. Especially at the end of the year. It is hard to put into words how overwhelmingly constructive the experience of going back and reviewing your journals can be, but I'll do my best. My first journal review. On December 31st, after my first year doing the Miracle Morning and writing in my journal, I began reading the first page I had written that year. Day by day, I started to review and relive my entire year. I was able to revisit my mindset from each day and gain a new perspective as to how much I had grown throughout the year. I re-examined my actions, activities, and progress, giving me a new appreciation for how much I had accomplished during the past 12 months. Most importantly, I recaptured the lessons I had learned, many of which I had forgotten over the course of the year. Gratitude 2.0. I also experienced a much deeper quality of gratitude, in a way that I had never experienced before, on two different levels, simultaneously. It was what I now refer to as my first Back to the Future moment. Try to follow me here, and feel free to picture me as Marty McFly, stepping out of a 1985 DeLorean. As I read through my journal, my current self, which was also the future self of who I was at the time I wrote those journal entries, was now looking back at all of the people, experiences, lessons, and accomplishments that I took note of being grateful for throughout the year. As I was in that moment, reliving the gratitude that I felt in the past, I was simultaneously feeling grateful in the present moment for how far I had come since that time in my life. It was a remarkable experience and a bit surreal. Accelerated growth. Then, I began to tap into the highest point of value I would gain from reviewing my journals. I pulled out a sheet of blank paper, drew a line down the middle, and wrote two headings at the top: lessons learned and new commitments. As I read through hundreds of my journal entries, I found myself recapturing dozens of valuable lessons. This process of recapturing lessons learned and making new commitments to implement those lessons aided my personal growth and development more than almost anything else. While there are many worthwhile benefits of keeping a daily journal, a few of which I've just described, here are a few more of my favorites. Gain clarity. The process of writing something down forces us to think through it enough to understand it. Journaling will give you more clarity, allow you to brainstorm, and help you work through problems. Capture ideas. Journaling helps you not only expand your ideas, but also prevents you from losing the important ideas that you may want to act on in the future. Review lessons. It enables you to review all of the lessons you've learned. Acknowledge your progress. It's wonderful to go back and reread your journal entries from a year ago and see how much progress you've made. It's one of the most empowering, confidence-inspiring, and enjoyable experiences. It can't really be duplicated any other way. Gap focus. Is it hurting or helping you? In the opening pages of this chapter, we talked about using the lifesavers to close your potential gap. Human beings are conditioned to have what I call gap focus. We tend to focus on the gaps between where we are in life and where we want to be, between what we've accomplished and what we could have or want to accomplish, and the gap between who we are and our idealistic vision of the person we believe we should be. The problem with this is that constant gap focus can be detrimental to our confidence and self-image, causing us to feel like we don't have enough, haven't accomplished enough, and that we're simply not good enough, or at least not as good as we should be. High achievers are typically the worst at this, constantly overlooking or minimizing their accomplishments, beating themselves up over every mistake and imperfection, and never feeling like anything they do is quite good enough. The irony is that gap focus is a big part of the reason that high achievers are high achievers. Their insatiable desire to close the gap is what fuels their pursuit of excellence and constantly drives them to achieve. Gap focus can be healthy and productive if it comes from a positive, proactive, I'm committed to and excited about fulfilling my potential perspective, without any feelings of lack. Unfortunately, it rarely does. The average person, even the average high achiever, tends to focus negatively on their gaps. The highest achievers, Those who are balanced and focused on achieving level 10 success in nearly every area of their lives are exceedingly grateful for what they have, regularly acknowledge themselves for what they've accomplished, and are always at peace with where they are in their lives. It's the dueling idea that I am doing the best I can in this moment, and at the same time, I can and will do better. This balanced self-assessment prevents that feeling of lack, of not being, having, doing enough, while still allowing them to constantly strive to close their potential gap in each area. Typically, when a day, week, month, or year ends, and we're in gap focus mode, it's almost impossible to maintain an accurate assessment of ourselves and our progress. For example, if you had 10 things on your to-do list for the day, even if you've completed 6 of them, your gap focus causes you to feel you didn't get everything done that you wanted to do. The majority of people do dozens, even hundreds of things right during the day, and a few things wrong. Guess which things people remember and replay in their minds over and over again. Doesn't it make more sense to focus on the 100 things you did right? It sure is more enjoyable. What does this have to do with writing in a journal? Writing in a journal each day, with a structured, strategic process, more on that in a minute, allows you to direct your focus to what you did accomplish, what you're grateful for, and what you're committed to doing better tomorrow. Thus, you more deeply enjoy your journey each day, feel good about any forward progress you made, and use a heightened level of clarity to accelerate your results. Effective journaling. Here are 3 simple steps to get started with journaling, or improve your current journaling process. 1. Choose a format. Digital or traditional. You'll want to decide up front if you want to go with a traditional, physical line journal, or go digital, such as an online journal, journaling software, or journaling app, such as the Miracle Morning app for the iPhone, iPad, and Android, which has the built-in Miracle Morning journal. Having used both traditional and digital, there are advantages and disadvantages to both formats, which I'll address in a minute. But it really comes down to your personal preference. Do you prefer to write by hand, or would you rather type your daily journal entries? That should make it a relatively simple decision as to which format to use. 2. Get a journal. When it comes to a traditional journal, while just about anything can work, you can even use a 99-cent spiral notebook, since you're probably going to have it for the rest of your life, there is something to be said about getting a nice, durable journal that you enjoy looking at. Get a journal that is not only lined, but also dated, with room to write for all 365 days of the year. I found that having a pre-designated, dated space to write keeps me accountable to follow through each day, since I can't help but notice when I miss a day or two because they're blank. This usually motivates me to go back and mentally review those missed days and catch up my journal entries. It's also nice to have dated journals for every year so you can easily go back and review any time in your life and experience those benefits. I previously described in my first journal review, one of my favorite lined, dated journals is The Winner's Journal, thewinnersjournal.com. which I used from 2007 to 2009, and was very pleased with the results. In fact, it's what inspired me to design and create the Miracle Morning Journal, which is available on Amazon.com. You can even download a free sample of the Miracle Morning Journal at the website listed after these 3 steps. When it comes to a digital journal, which I used before I created the TMM Journal, there are also many choices available. I enjoyed using the Day One iPhone app last year, and the online journal at penzu.com is very popular. Again, it really comes down to your preference and which features you want. Just type online journal into Google or journal into the App Store, and you'll get a variety of choices. As I mentioned, I also had a dated, lined, Miracle Morning Journal, iPhone, iPad, Android app, customized and created. 3. Decide what to write. There are infinite aspects of your life that you can journal about, and countless types of journals. Gratitude journals, dream journals, food journals, workout journals, etc. You can write about your goals, dreams, plans, family, commitments, lessons learned, and anything else that you feel you need to focus on in your life. My journaling method ranges from being a very specific, structured process, listing what I'm grateful for, acknowledging my accomplishments, clarifying what areas I want to improve on, and planning which specific actions I'm committed to taking to improve, to being pretty traditional. Just a dated entry with a synopsis of my day. I find both to be very valuable, and it's nice to mix it up. To get a free sample of the Miracle Morning Journal, go to tmmbook.com. TMM Bonus. Do you want to write a book? According to a survey done by USA Today, 82% of Americans want to write a book, but the number one obstacle preventing them? You guessed it. They can't find the time. If you have ever wanted to write a book, you can use the Miracle Morning to do just that. In fact, right now I am writing this at 6:03 a.m. during my Miracle Morning. I believe that everyone has a book inside of them containing their own unique value to offer to the world. In fact, I've recently started coaching my private clients on how to start or finish their first or next book, and how to become a best-selling author. If you'd like help starting, completing, or marketing your book, feel free to send me an email to helpmewithmybook@miraclemorning.com and include a brief description of what you'd like my help with. I'm always excited to hear your story and what you are passionate to write, scribe about. Customizing the Lifesavers. In Chapter 8, Customizing the Miracle Morning to Fit Your Lifestyle, you'll learn how you can personalize and customize nearly every aspect of your Miracle Morning to fit your lifestyle. For now, I want to share a few ideas specifically towards customizing the Lifesavers, based on your schedule and preferences. Your current morning routine might only allow you to fit in a 20 or 30 minute Miracle Morning, or you might choose to do a longer version on the weekends. Here is an example of a fairly common 60 minute Miracle Morning schedule using the Lifesavers. The Miracle Morning 60 minute sample schedule using the Lifesavers. Silence, 5 minutes. Affirmations, 5 minutes. Visualization, 5 minutes. Exercise, 20 minutes. Reading, 20 minutes. Scribing, 5 minutes. Total time, 60 minutes. The sequence in which you do the Lifesavers can also be customized to your preferences. Some people prefer to do their exercise first as a way to increase their blood flow and wake themselves up. However, you might prefer to do exercise as your last activity in the Lifesavers, so you're not sweaty during your Miracle Morning. Personally, I prefer to start with a period of peaceful, purposeful silence, so that I can wake up slowly, clear my mind, and focus my energy and intentions. I save exercise for my last activity. That way, I can jump directly into the shower and proceed with the rest of my day. However, this is your Miracle Morning, not mine, so feel free to experiment with different sequences and see which you like best. Final thoughts on the Lifesavers. Everything is difficult before it's easy. Every new experience is uncomfortable before it's comfortable. The more you practice the Lifesavers, the more natural and normal each of them will feel. Remember that my first time meditating was almost my last, as my mind raced like a Ferrari and my thoughts bounced around uncontrollably like the silver sphere in a pinball machine. Now, I love meditation, and while I'm no master, I'd say I'm decent at it. Similarly, my first time doing yoga, I felt like a fish out of water. I wasn't flexible, couldn't do the poses correctly, and felt awkward and uncomfortable. Now, yoga is my favorite form of exercise, and I am so grateful that I stuck with it. I invite you to begin practicing the lifesavers now, so you can become familiar and comfortable with each of them, and get a jump start before you begin the Miracle Morning 30-Day Life Transformation Challenge in Chapter 10. If your biggest concern is still finding time, don't worry. I've got you covered. In the next chapter, you're going to learn how to do the entire Miracle Morning, receiving the full benefits from all six of the lifesavers in only 6 minutes a day. Chapter 7, The 6-Minute Miracle for the Busy People. On one hand, we all want to be happy. On the other hand, we all know the things that make us happy, but we don't do those things. Why? Simple. We are too busy. Too busy doing what? Too busy trying to be happy. Matthew Kelly. I don't have time to wake up early. Unknown. Oh, you're busy. Weird. I thought it was just me. Probably the most common question or concern I get about the Miracle Morning is regarding how long it needs to be. When I first had the breakthrough realization about how our levels of success and fulfilling our potential in every area of life are being limited by our insufficient or non-existent level of personal development, my biggest challenge was finding time to act on this realization. As I've developed and shared the Miracle Morning over the years, I've been very aware of the need to make it scalable so that even the busiest among us can make time for our Miracle Morning. I developed this 6-Minute Miracle Morning for those days when you're extra busy and pressed for time, as well as for those of you who are so overwhelmed with your life situation right now that just thinking about adding one more thing stresses you out. I think we can all agree that investing a minimum of 6 minutes into becoming the person we need to be to create the levels of success and happiness we truly want in our lives is not only reasonable, it's an absolute must, even when we're pressed for time. I think you'll be pleasantly surprised in the next few minutes as you read and realize how powerful and life-changing these 6 minutes can be. Imagine if the first 6 minutes of every morning began like this. Minute 1. Envision yourself waking up peacefully in the morning with a big yawn, a stretch, and a smile on your face. Instead of rushing carelessly into your hectic day, stressed and overwhelmed, you spend the first minute sitting quietly in purposeful silence. You sit very calm, very peaceful, and breathe deeply, slowly. Maybe you say a prayer of gratitude to appreciate the moment, or pray for guidance on your journey. Maybe you decide to try your first minute of meditation. As you sit in silence, you're totally present in the now, in the moment. You calm your mind, relax your body, and allow all of your stress to melt away. You develop a deeper sense of peace, purpose, and direction. Minute 2. You pull out your daily affirmations, the ones that remind you of your unlimited potential and your most important priorities, and you read them out loud from top to bottom. As you focus on what's most important to you, your level of internal motivation increases. Reading over the reminders of how capable you really are gives you a feeling of confidence. Looking over what you're committed to, what your purpose is, and what your goals are re-energizes you to take the actions necessary to live the life you truly want, deserve, and now know is possible for you. Minute 3. You close your eyes or you look at your vision board and you visualize. Your visualization could include what it will look and feel like when you reach your goals. You visualize the day going perfectly. See yourself enjoying your work, smiling and laughing with your family or your significant other, and easily accomplishing all that you intend to accomplish for that day. You see what it will look like, you feel what it will feel like, and you experience the joy of what you will create. Minute 4. You take 1 minute to write down some of the things that you're grateful for, what you're proud of, and the results you're committed to creating for that day. In doing so, you create for yourself an empowered, inspired, and confident state of mind. Minute 5. Then, you grab your self-help book and invest one miraculous minute reading a page or two. You learn a new idea, something you can incorporate into your day which will improve your results at work or in your relationships. You discover something new that you can use to think and feel better, to live better. Minute 6. Finally, you stand up and spend the last minute moving your body for 60 seconds. Maybe you run in place. Maybe you do a minute of jumping jacks. Maybe you do push-ups or sit-ups. The point is that you're getting your heart rate up, generating energy, and increasing your ability to be alert and focused. How would you feel if that's how you utilized the first 6 minutes of each day? How would the quality of your day, your life, improve? I don't suggest you limit your miracle morning to only 6 minutes every day, but as I said, on those days when you're pressed for time, the 6-minute miracle morning provides a powerful strategy for accelerating your personal development. Chapter 8. Customizing Your Miracle Morning to Fit Your Lifestyle and Achieve Your Highest Goals and Dreams. The Miracle Morning is amazing. It has provided new levels of clarity, focus, and energy to my life. What's great is that it can be a different routine for each person, depending on your goals and schedule. For me, as a business owner and mother of a 1-year-old, it has been a time to reflect, pray, focus on my goals and dreams, exercise, and de-stress. It also gives me valuable time to be thankful for the people, events, and blessings in my life. We all have the same 168 hours in a week, so start using the Miracle Morning, and you'll find miracles in your life that you never knew existed. Katie Heaney, owner, Hedgehog Group, St. Louis, Missouri. Up until this point, we've primarily been focused on the Lifesavers model to accelerate your personal development during your Miracle Morning. However, the Miracle Morning is 100% customizable. Everything from your wake-up time to the total duration of your Miracle Morning to which activities you do, as well as the duration and order of each activity, there is no limit to how your Miracle Morning can be personalized to fit your lifestyle and help you achieve your most significant goals faster than ever before. Here I'll cover all of the above, as well as when and what to eat in the morning, how to align the Miracle Morning with your major goals and dreams, what to do on the weekends, a tip on overcoming procrastination, and much more. Wake up and start time. This may sound completely counterintuitive, but stick with me. You don't actually have to do the Miracle Morning in the morning. Huh? Of course, there are undeniable advantages to early rising and getting a proactive start to your day. However, for some, their unique schedule and lifestyle simply may not allow it. Obviously, someone who works the graveyard shift or even late nights is going to have a different wake-up time than someone who is in bed by 9 p.m. every evening. Considering that different people have different schedules, the essence of the Miracle Morning remains that you simply wake up earlier than you normally would, typically by 30 to 60 minutes, so that you can dedicate time every day to improving yourself so you can transform your life. When, why, and what to eat in the morning. Up until this point, you may have been wondering, when the heck do I get to eat during my Miracle Morning? I'll cover that here. Besides when you eat during your Miracle Morning, what you choose to eat is even more critical. and why you choose to eat, what you eat may be most important of all. When to eat. Keep in mind that digesting food is one of the most energy-draining processes the body goes through each day. The bigger the meal, the more food you give your body to digest, the more drained you feel. With that in mind, I recommend eating after your miracle morning. This ensures that, for optimum alertness and focus during the lifesavers, your blood will be flowing to your brain rather than to your stomach to digest your food. If you feel like you must eat something first thing in the morning, make sure that it's a small, light, easily digestible meal, such as fresh fruit or a smoothie. More on that in a minute. Why to eat? Let's take a moment to discuss why you eat the foods that you do. When you're shopping at the grocery store or selecting food from a menu at a restaurant, what criteria do you use to determine which foods you are going to put into your body? Are your choices based purely on taste, texture, convenience? Are they based on health, energy, dietary restrictions? Most people eat the foods they do based mainly on the taste, and at a deeper level, based on our emotional attachment to the foods we like the taste of. If you were to ask someone, "Why did you eat that ice cream? Why did you drink that soda? Or why did you bring that fried chicken home from the grocery store?" you would most likely hear responses like, because I love ice cream. I like drinking soda. I was in the mood for fried chicken. All answers based on the emotional enjoyment derive primarily from the way these foods taste. In this case, this person is not likely to explain their food choices with how much value these foods will add to their health or how much sustained energy they'll get. My point is this. If we want to have more energy, which we all do, and if we want our lives to be healthy and disease-free, which we all do, then it's crucial that we re-examine why we eat the foods that we do. And this is important. Start valuing the health benefits and energy consequences of the foods we eat as much as or more than the taste. In no way am I saying that we should eat foods that don't taste good in exchange for the health and energy benefits. I'm saying that we can have both. I'm saying that if we want to live every day with an abundance of energy so we can perform in our best and live a long, healthy life, we must choose to eat more foods that are good for our health and give us sustained energy, as well as tasting great. What to eat. Before we talk about what to eat, let's take a second and talk about what to drink. Remember that step number 4 of the 5-step snooze-proof wake-up strategy is to drink a full glass of water first thing in the morning, so you can rehydrate and re-energize after a full night of sleep. Next, I typically start my miracle morning by brewing a cup of high-quality tea. My favorite is anything from teagarden.com. I actually set my alarm 15 minutes earlier each day to give myself time to make my tea without intruding on my miracle morning time. If you're a coffee drinker, feel free to brew your favorite cup of coffee. As for what to eat, it has been proven that a diet rich in living foods, such as fresh fruits and vegetables, will greatly increase your energy levels, improve your mental focus and emotional well-being, keep you healthy, and protect you from disease. So, I created the Miracle Morning Superfood Smoothie that incorporates everything your body needs in one tall, frosty glass. I'm talking about complete protein, all of the essential amino acids, age-defying antioxidants, omega-3 essential fatty acids to boost immunity, cardiovascular health, and brain power, plus a rich spectrum of vitamins and minerals. And that's just for starters. I haven't even mentioned all the superfoods, such as the stimulating, mood-lifting phytonutrients in cacao, the tropical bean from which chocolate is made, the long-lasting energy of maca, the Andean adaptogen revered for its hormone-balancing effects, and the immune-boosting nutrients and appetite-suppressing properties of chia seeds. The Miracle Morning Superfood Smoothie not only provides you with sustained energy, it also tastes great. You might even find that it enhances your ability to create miracles in your everyday life. You can get the recipe free at tmmbook.com. Remember the old saying, you are what you eat? Take care of your body so your body will take care of you. You will feel vibrant energy and enhanced clarity immediately. Aligning the Miracle Morning with your goals and dreams. Most Miracle Morning practitioners and high achievers use the Miracle Morning to enhance their focus on their immediate goals and their most significant dreams. This is especially true for those they've been putting off or haven't been making time for, such as starting a business or writing a book. The lifesavers are ideal for improving your ability to stay focused on your goals and accelerating the rate at which you make progress towards your dreams. For example, when you create your affirmations, make sure that they are in alignment with your goals and dreams, and that they clarify what you will need to think, believe, and do to achieve them, so they reinforce your unwavering commitment to follow through. Reading them daily will keep you focused on your highest priorities and the steps you need to take to achieve them. When you are doing your morning visualization, visualize yourself effortlessly enjoying the process of achieving your goals, like I did while writing this book, and keep a clear picture of what it will look like once achieved. Remember to involve all of your senses. See, feel, taste, touch, and even smell every detail of your vision and your ideal outcomes. The more vivid your vision is, the more effective it will be in increasing your desire and motivation to take the necessary steps towards your goals each day. Overcoming procrastination. Do the worst first. One of the most effective strategies for overcoming habitual procrastination and maximizing your productivity is to start working on your most important or least enjoyable tasks first thing in the morning. In his best-selling book, Eat That Frog, the legendary productivity expert Brian Tracy shows how getting things done in the morning leads to mental rewards that can take us to great heights in our lives. It is the idea that doing the hard task first, frog eating, and getting it out of the way creates momentum and makes the rest of the day more productive. The purpose of the Miracle Morning is more about waking up with purpose, combining the benefits of early rising and personal development, and isn't so much concerned with which activities you do, as long as the activities you choose are proactive and help you improve your inner world, yourself, and your outer world, your life. In this short chapter, I'll give you some ideas and strategies for how you can design your Miracle Morning and adjust it to fit your lifestyle so it adds value to your life and helps you achieve your most important goals. I'll also include examples of different real-life Miracle Mornings designed by individuals, from entrepreneurs to stay-at-home moms to high school and college students, to fit their unique schedules, priorities, and lifestyles. The Miracle Morning on weekends. Waking up early on Saturday gives me an edge in finishing my work with a very relaxed state of mind. There is a feeling of time pressure on weekdays that aren't there on weekends. If I wake up early in the morning, before anybody else, I can plan the day, or at least my activities, with relaxed mind. Oprah Winfrey. I couldn't agree with Oprah more. When I first created the Miracle Morning, I only did it Monday through Friday, and I took the weekends off. It didn't take long for me to realize that every day I did the Miracle Morning, I felt better, more fulfilled, and more productive. But every day that I slept in, I woke feeling lethargic, unfocused, and unproductive. Experiment for yourself. You may start, as I did, by doing the Miracle Morning during the week and try taking the weekends off. See how you feel on those Saturday and Sunday mornings sleeping in. If you feel, like many people do, that every day is better when you begin it with the Miracle Morning, you might just find that weekends are actually your favorite time to do it. Keeping your Miracle Morning fresh, fun, and exciting. Over the years, my Miracle Morning continues to evolve. While I still practice the Lifesavers daily, and don't foresee any reason I would ever stop needing the benefits of those six practices, I do think it's important to mix things up and keep variety in your Miracle Morning. Like a relationship, you always want to keep a little fun and excitement in the mix, so things don't get